Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? Want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. We in the house. I'm getting everything situated. I'm kind of behind with it, but I'm going to we getting ready to get set up. Hold on one second. First of all, I want to say happy Monday evening to everyone. I am so apologetic because I'm trying to get everything situated as we go and grow with the Greg Shell Show live. We are excited about some things. I got to see. I'm doing my, what you say, you get it right to right now. And we getting it in right here on the Greg Shell Show. We got an amazing show lined up for you once we get situated. Hopefully you all are excited and that you ready for some change, positive change in a negative world. The Greg Shell Show, I'm really excited about our new season as we get prepared for takeoff. I'm trying to see. Again, I don't know if my engineer was going to be on tonight or not, but we in the house, and I'm getting ready to see how to operate. Hold on. I got a guest calling in right now. Hold on. Hold on. Like I got. Hold on, all right. We in the studio. I'm trying to see what my... Here we go. Let's see. All right, let me play a song real quick. Y'all tell me what you think about it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We live. Jan, I want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. This is our new beginning show for all of the people who want a new beginning, a new start, want to go to the next level. We want to welcome y'all. I'm still getting familiarized with the system here. I got my wife. She's assisting me tonight. And we just excited to be, you know, getting ready to get prepared. We're going to be coming on every night from 8 to 9 p.m. bringing you some great music, some great hot topics, and some other things in Jesus' name. And, of course, we're going to be just having a great time. This is not a religious show. This is a show that's real, R-E-L, where we help real people back to realization. Just getting back from Alabama. I got my beautiful wife. I just got back in with her. Hey, baby, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there?
Man, I tell you, good to see you, man. It's been a minute. Been a minute. I've been out and about. You know, we just celebrated the life of my uncle in Union Springs, Alabama. You know, real sad situation. But we just praying to God we'll definitely, you know, find whoever did what they did, you know, to my uncle. It was really, really not good. You know what I mean? So I hope you, if you listening out there, that you would just turn yourself in and do the right thing, you know, if you listening. I know most people don't, but we know God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ever ask and could say. We got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. I'm just excited to be alive. So many people going on. So many situations going on, tragedies and all kind of D's, you know what I mean? D's on the report cards, all kind of stuff going on. But we do know that we serve a risen God and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ever ask, think, or say. Really excited, you guys. I've been on a hiatus. I didn't say a hyena. I've been on a hiatus for a while, and it's necessary sometimes. God say he'll take the foolish things in life and transform them into some amazing things, turn you from ordinary to extraordinary. Y'all, as we get prepared for the live studio taping of the Greg Shell Show, December the 9th, in Montgomery, Alabama. Oh, boy. Hanging out with Aaron Motley. It's going to be in a fun time. I'm really excited about the fun time. I know a whole lot going on in the world, but enjoy yourself while you're alive. You know what I mean? Because nobody don't know when that situation, that time going to come for you to depart you out of here. Just know you know who your maker is. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at with it. So what's been going on with you here in Orlando, baby? What's been going on with you? How you been?
Oh, I've been doing great.
Why you making all them pookie wookie faces? What was that? Dang. What was that?
I don't know, but I've been great. You know me, what I be doing, just dealing with moms and, you know, just being there for her as her caregiver. You know, that's number one right now, and that's a lot. But thank God mom is still here with us, you know.
By the way, you cooked an amazing dinner, y'all. For those that don't probably get a great dinner from your wife, I'm sorry. I was honored to get a great dinner. Watched a couple of movies last night with my daughter and my wife. It was just amazing. We watched We watched something about a dog. Boy, her name was Megan. She wasn't that
yeah.
Nice. Dang.
No, my daughter got us to watch that. She's always tricking me into watching something because I don't like to watch, you know, scary movies or anything like that because, you know, the Bible says you got to guard your eyes and your ear gate and everything. It's really important that what you're looking at and what you see and, you know, because all of that, because you think it, you know, all kinds of stuff. You can have all nightmares and all of that. But it wasn't bad or anything. It pretty much was telling us how technology, you know, is. You're hearing about robots more and more now. You know, the AI technology?
AG.
No, AI.
AI, yeah.
Artificial intelligence. You know, I've been watching a lot of the different things, and they said it's going to take over. It's going to even take over in a lot of people's jobs.
It ain't
going to
take
like
over
that.
Me.
You know, with people with customer service and those type of jobs and everything, and to fade them out. But at some point, when does this stop? You know, like, you got to have a human being. You know, we're made to socialize with one another and talk to one another and all of that. So you got to have a live person, because if I call somewhere and a customer service, and eventually I want to speak to someone, you know, and then you try and try and don't, the automated service is not right, guess what? You ended up still have to speak to a live individual, and that's where I'm at with it. But it was a really good movie. We watched that, and then what else? Some other picture. I don't want to talk about that one, but that was just funny. It was just funny. That's all.
I'm having an IG problem now. IG trying to take and took over this phone here. But we know in time, in the fullness of time, great things happen. And, you know, I got to make some calls. And I'm just sitting here trying to get situated for first night. And I don't know. The phone acting up. They won't allow me to do certain things. So, y'all, tonight is what you call one of those nights. Tonight, this is the night. I'm going to try to get it right tonight. Because guess what, y'all? I'm telling you, I got callers trying to call in. I can't even get to them to call. So, with that being said, this is crazy because I can't do that with that, because this is used for this. I need your charger. This is so real. R-E-E-L. Y'all, I'm excited about tonight, though. I ain't going to let that get me down. We going to let it rise up. Hold on. Rise up. We going to rise up above all of the situations that's going on in the world. Again, if you didn't know, we got the new movie, Full Time Pimpin'. It's available to you on Tubi, T-U-B-I, I think it's on Prime, and a whole bunch of other ones. We got the executive producer. He's going to hang out with us tonight. If I can get this other phone to work, that would be great. So, let's see. Y'all pray with your brother, and let's see, can we get let me see what I can do tonight. Cause this is just crazy. I never seen, they said, I never knew love like this. I never seen this like this.
You can't. You
gotta
plug it up, man.
Hold on, y'all. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Y'all, again, we back on track. Let me see what's going on here. Learning how to operate at the same time. Hold on. What happened there? Hold on.
Always keep it like that,
y'all.
What you
doing? Oh, hold on. Y'all, we live. I'm sorry. We still trying to get it in. These are your technical problems. We won't have them much longer. Hold on. Yes, I do. We got these technical problems. This is really live, y'all. I'm telling you the truth. It's live. And we just trying to get it together. But that song said get it together. Thought I was going to have my whoop-de-whoop on the line, but the whoop-de-whoop ain't on the line. And so I got to try to whoop-de-whoop it, if that's a word, whoop-de-whoop it. All right, baby, you're supposed to be talking while I'm whooping the whooping.
I don't know what that means, the whoop-de-whoop.
I'm trying to whoop the whoop.
I don't know what the whoop is.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Boy,
I think I got to get
this. Y'all, this is a real technical difficulty.
Yeah, it's real, but it ain't going to get me
so
down.
You
can talk about something, baby. What your day been like? Talk about your day.
I just told you.
You ain't told us about your day. You told us about the food and the movie.
Uh-oh.
You ain't tell us about how your day been going and all that stuff. Y'all, we live right here.
That was a good day. You know, the day no sun came out at all. It was one of those drizzle days with the rain, the mist and stuff that can that you don't want to get caught in. You know, because if you do, you know, like some people say you can't catch a cold from the rain, but I still believe it. I'm old school. I still believe you can. You know, mess around and get your throat sore and all that kind of stuff and start sneezing and all that. You just don't need to be out in that type of weather if you can help it. So it was one of those days. I did have to, you know, get up early and do some running around real early and everything and made it back in, you know. So feeling good, feeling good.
Well, it's still, this is on me, y'all. y'all know I told you I'm going to give it to you straight, and I wanted you to hear, I want y'all to hear the real, how we really be getting down with what's happening. I'm really excited, though,
mm-hmm.
As we go and grow together. I want y'all to grow with us. This is our new season of the Greg Shell Show, and, I'm still learning all the techno parts of it, and it's good to know your own business. When you put other people in your business and you don't know how to run your business, you're in a bad situation. So I want to give a little shout-out to Kirby Capone Productions in Houston, Texas, her and her husband, Mr. Red Bull. And what up, y'all? I hope y'all doing well. I know you are. You're getting with the new movie, In the Pastor's Study. I know we thought it was going to be this year, but it will definitely be next year, coming to a city near you. Exactly, a city near you. In the Pastor's Study, the new movie, stage play, book. Wait a minute. I did all of that. Yeah, there's a new stage play, book, movie, and TV series coming to a theater near you in 2023. Hopefully you're excited about it. I am. I play Deacon Osteen, and I don't know what's going on with this. This is definitely different right here, y'all. Y'all just bear with me. Let me just play a song. I play a song real quick. Well, I can't play a song until I get in. I gotta get back in. Hold on. I gotta play a song in a minute. Hold on. I know I got callers waiting. Huh? Hold on. Go ahead. Say, oh, what a friend.
Okay,
I just got back in.
Okay, now you in.
I got back in. Y'all clap me up. I got back in. Hold on. I got back in, I think.
I hope so.
Did I get back in? I got back in.
Really?
I got back in.
Really? Okay.
Let me just do this because I got back in. Let me do this because I got back in. Wait a minute. Really? Wait a minute. Let's see, cars will appear. Wait a minute.
I'm reading the thing.
Let me do this. I got to end this. I can't do it like that.